Chapter 6, Love Letters. Joe wanted to tell Lori about Mr. Brooke and Meg, but she could not. He knew there was a secret, and he often asked her, but she did not say anything. He was angry because he wanted to know everything, so he decided to find out in another way. Over the next few days, Meg was quiet and worried. One day she received a letter and began reading it in the study, where her sister and mother were too. Mrs. March and Joe were both busy when a sound from Meg made them look up. She was staring at her letter with a white, frightened face.
"No, he didn't write this letter,"
Meg cried.
"Joe, did you do this?"
Joe was surprised.
"What are you talking about?"
she asked.
"Look,"
said Meg angrily. She took another letter from her pocket and gave it to Joe. Joe read the letter slowly.
"It's a love letter, and it has John's name on it."
"Tell me the truth, Joe,"
said Mrs. March.
"Do you know anything about this love letter?"
"No, I don't,"
Joe said.
"Please believe me, Mother. But I know who wrote it."
"Who?"
asked Mrs. March and Meg.
"Lori wrote it,"
said Joe.
"Lori?"
they cried. Meg showed Joe the other letter she received that morning.
"Look, the writing is the same,"
cried Joe. Mrs. March and Meg looked at the other letter. Then Mrs. March looked at Meg.
"Did you answer the first love letter?"
Meg looked at her feet, and her face became red.
"Yes, Mother, I did."
She was ashamed.
"What did you write?"
asked Mrs. March.
"I wrote, 'Dear Mr. Brooke, I am too young and you must speak to my father first. I am happy to be your friend for now.'"
She looked at her mother and Joe.
"But he didn't write the first letter and I answered it. Oh, how stupid I was. What will he think of me?"
Poor Meg did not know what to do. Joe started laughing.
"Oh, Meg, it's not so bad. Lori wrote both letters, and Mr. Brooke doesn't know anything about them. Lori wanted to discover the secret."
"Thank goodness,"
cried Mrs. March.
"I want to talk to Lori. Joe, bring him here at once."
Her face was serious. Lori came to the house with Joe. When he saw Mrs. March's face, he knew there was trouble. He and Mrs. March were alone in the living room. No one heard their conversation, but Mrs. March was angry. When he came out of the living room, he was ashamed and unhappy. He apologized to Meg and went home quickly. Winter continued, and both Beth and Mr. March got better. Mr. March and Mr. Brooke were still in Washington. They wanted to come home early in the new year. It was almost Christmas, and Amy was home again. Everyone was happy on Christmas Day. Lori and Joe made a snowman in the garden for Beth. In the afternoon, Lori came to the living room door. He was very excited.
"Here's another Christmas present for the March family,"
he said. Mr. March appeared at the door, and Mr. Brooke was behind him. Mrs. March and the girls could not believe their eyes. It was their father. They ran to him and hugged him. It was a wonderful surprise for everyone. Hannah prepared a big Christmas dinner. Mr. Lawrence, Lori, and John Brooke ate with the March family. Everyone talked and laughed. There was a lot of noise and happiness. After dinner, the visitors left. They wanted the March family to be alone together. That evening, the family sat near the fire in the living room. Mr. March looked at his four daughters and smiled at them.
"Meg, my dear,"
said Mr. March,
"you worked a lot to help your mother and sisters."
He took her small hands and said,
"These are very good hands."
Then he looked at Joe.
"Joe, Your hair is short, but you're not a noisy boy anymore. Now, you're a lovely young lady.
He looked at Beth.
Beth, my Beth, I'm happy you're well again. We didn't want to lose you.
He put his hand on her head. He turned and looked at Amy.
And little Amy, you're thinking more about other people and less about yourself. You'll make life good for others.
He stopped for a moment and looked at Mrs. March.
Yes, you are four wonderful little women.